Welcome to Maseches Perek Ches Mishnah Ches, Chapter 8, Mishnah 8. After we saw in the previous Mishnayos who is permitted to take money from the Tanchoi, from the Kupa, this Mishnah explains who is permitted to take tzedakah in general. Says the Mishnah, Mishayesh Masayim Zov, if a person has 200 dinar, La'ita Leket, Shicha Upeu Masarani, it's prohibited for him to take any of the Matnas Aniyim that are in the field. Similarly, he also can't take tzedakah. Chazal basically estimated that 200 dinar is substantial for a person to support himself for a full year when it comes to providing basic necessities. Let's say he had 199 dinar, which by the way is the gematria of the word tzedakah. Afilu elef, even if 1,000 people at exactly the same moment give him a dinar, he's permitted to take it, even though now he's a wealthy person. Let's say a person did have 200 dinar, however, they were collateral for a chayv, for money that he owes to somebody else for a loan, or collateral to pay the kesubah of his wife, let's say he dies or divorces her, then he's permitted to take money from tzedakah, because that money is not money that he could just use. We don't obligate a person to sell his home as clay tashmisha or his beautiful vessels that he has in his clothing, that he has in his home, so that he can have money. We don't obligate that person to sell these items, and as long as he doesn't have the capital that he needs, even though he has a house and he has perhaps nice furnishings or different accoutrements in his home, nevertheless, as long as he doesn't have the capital, we consider him an ani, we consider him a poor person. Let's see Mishnah Test, the final Mishnah in Maseches Peah. Mishayesh Chamis Zuz. If a person has 50 zuz, who knows seven nice bahem, but he uses them to buy, to purchase, to sell, to do business, Hareza Laital, he's not allowed to take tzedakah, because 50 dinar that a person is using to make money is worth more than 200 dinar just sitting in the bank. If a person does not need to take tzedakah of a Naital, and he does take, that means by him taking, people who really need are not receiving the charity they're supposed to. Eino niftar min ha'olam, he does not leave this world, actually, tzedakah labris until HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that he actually will need to come out to other people because of his poverty. Somebody who has to take tzedakah, veina naito, but doesn't take, he lives in tremendous simplicity, so that he should not have to take from others. Eina meis min azikna, Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates it that he doesn't pass away until he has enough to give others, as opposed to being on the receiving end. The olav akasu vaymer, and on this type of fellow, the pasuk says, pasuk in Yirmiya that we all know from benching, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, blessed is a person who trusts in Hashem, V'Hayam Hashem Yiftach, and Hashem is the sole source of his trust and his faith. Similarly, B'Chein Dayan Shadon Din Emes L'Amitoy, a judge who judges 100% fairly, without any of his own preconceived notions, he 100% feels Hashem. Similarly, he also gets this pasuk of Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. V'chol mi she'eino lo chigar v'lo suma v'lo pisach. Let's say you have a fellow that's perfectly healthy, but he makes it like he's lame in one leg, or he's blind, or lame in both legs. And he makes himself like one of these people, so that people will have rachmanis and give him tzedakah. In a mitzvah azikna, he doesn't die in old age until Kadosh Baruch Hu makes him lose his sight or his mobility. Shenemar tzedek tzedek tirdef. The pasuk says that a person should pursue justice, and the tzedek, the justice, will pursue him if he doesn't pursue justice. If you have a judge that takes bribes, or he doesn't judge accurately, he doesn't die until he loses his eyesight. Because the pasuk says, don't take any bribery, because bribery blinds the eyes of those that could see. Now really, this is a strange way to end a masech. That's almost like on a negative note. The Gaon, therefore, adds just two words, and he says that a person that does judge justly, that person, justice will pursue him, and he'll have a life of honesty and integrity. As the pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdeif, you should pursue justice. And as we say, when you pursue justice, then justice pursues you as well, and will help you live a life of honesty and integrity. Mazel tov, I'm finishing yet another mesechta. Thank you so much for being along with us on our daily journey, and an apologies for bearing with me when I'm not exactly punctual the way that I should be. May we continue to finish and to conclude many, many more mesechtas of Shas until we finish the entire Shas itself. Have a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.